every now and again, when I have something on my mind, I like to talk about it in a commentary. And today, I want to talk about sex. And now that I have your attention, it's not sex exactly. It's actually about two tragic news stories where sex or sexual behavior by young people are at the core of the issue. The first is a story some of you may feel you've heard too much about already, the infamous Duke Lacrosse case. But now I'm sure we all know that the rape charges leveled against three members of the Duke Lacrosse team by an exotic dancer turned out not to be true. Lawsuits have been settled, and the prosecutor has been disbarred for lack of professional ethics. So I think we're on very safe ground saying that these young men did not rape that woman. Can I just tell you, I'd like to talk a minute about what they did do. According to accounts which have not been disputed, they paid two women to strip and have pretend sex, and when they weren't pleased with their performance and apparently their race, hurled the N-word at them, threatened to use a broomstick as a sex toy. In other words, they acted like jerks. I think we can all agree that they paid a high price for this behavior. I assume the lawsuit Duke settled with their families will ease some of the financial hit they've suffered paying legal fees. But I know it cannot be easy to live with the weight of criminal charges hanging over your head. But there's a lesson in all this that I hope somebody learned, and I think it's this. Everything legal ain't right. And the prosecutor who lost his law license, and very likely his career, is not the only one who could stand to think about ethics. How about the ethics of playing out your racial and sexual fantasies with people who don't have your education, advantages, and social standing? Here's an easy test. How would you feel if it were your sister standing up there shaking her booty for money? And please don't talk to me about being sex positive and all that, how these women are empowered and in control when they take their clothes off. Oh, please, who's the last stripper who got elected to Congress? The other story with sex at the center is that of Gennaro Wilson. You heard from his mother on this program earlier. Wilson is now serving a 10-year prison term for having consensual oral sex with a 15-year-old when he was 17. Due to a quirk in the law that's since been changed, he was sentenced much more severely than he would have been had he had intercourse with the girl. But the whole situation also bears more discussion. He was in a hotel room with a group of other boys having sex with various girls as they all got drunk and high. Wilson's case has attracted supporters. They argue very simply that the punishment doesn't fit the crime. The courts are still sorting that out, but here's something I think we can all agree on. A 17-year-old, indeed a 15-year-old, is not too young to understand that other people are not just pieces of meat. That doing right by other people isn't always doing what they say they want. Because freedom, as Gennaro's mother talked about, as he and the others in that hotel room and the Duke players found out too late, freedom isn't free. You can share your views on this and other stories you've been hearing on our program by visiting our blog at npr.org/tellmemore or call our comment line at 202-842-3522. We love to hear from you.